From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, Sarah Palin and Hillary Clinton and what they mean for the role of women in politics.
But first, forget the rumors. Now we have actual names. Yesterday, President-elect Barack Obama's transition team announced its first lineup of transition advisors. The list includes some of the people who will review federal agencies.
Laura Meckler writes for The Wall Street Journal. Her article in today's paper looks at the transition advisors and what their names suggest about the direction President-elect Obama wants to take. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Okay, so you have 19 names on this list. Who stand out?
Well, I think that actually these are the kind of names that most Americans probably have not heard of, but they're people who have been working for a long time in Democratic politics and also in the business community as well, people who were part of the Clinton administration but have since obviously left government. So, for instance, he's setting up review teams to go into each of the agencies to look at everything that's going on to prepare for the coming year. And there are people heading each agency review. So for the State Department, he's got Tom Donilon and Wendy Sherman. Both of those people are veterans from the State Department in the Clinton administration.
What does it say to people who are wondering, where's the change here? Where's the new direction that Barack Obama promised when he's staffing a lot of his transition with former Clinton people?
Well, I think that this is one of the tensions that Obama faces right now, which is that, you know, trying to obviously deliver on the idea of change, but when you're going to try to run the government, you need people who know what they're doing. You know, I think that this is, though, a tension that he's going to have to face, is that, you know, as he continues to make decisions, if they have the whiff of old school rather than fresh and new, that's going to be challenging for him.
And let's point out that this is a list of 19 out of 450 people.
Exactly. I mean, this transition process is massive. I mean, it's amazing. They have a, you know, huge amount of office space, a big multi-million-dollar budget. Over 100 departments and agencies are going to have review teams. These people are going to go into the agencies and just really look under the hood, look at their books, look at their upcoming budgets, the policy issues that are on the table, and really get a thorough look at the full executive branch.
So in this first round, he's going to be looking at State, Treasury, and Defense?
Well, those are the three that were announced yesterday, were State, Treasury, and Defense, and the rest are expected to be announced, at least the leadership of these teams, by the end of this week. So, but exactly, he did start with those three departments.
Well, those are huge departments, obviously, so there's a lot that needs to be done. Talk about State Department for a little bit, if you would, and the allegation that that department has been neglected a little bit under President Bush.
Well, he certainly is, you know, Barack Obama put a huge emphasis on diplomacy during his campaign, and this is obviously something that is going to be important to him. The people doing this State Department audit are the two people I mentioned earlier, Mr. Donilon and Wendy Sherman. It's interesting, Wendy Sherman also serves on a commission on weapons of mass destruction that was recently created by Congress. So some people look at that and say that maybe that issue will gain new prominence because she is serving such a prominent role in the transition and you know, theoretically could end up in the new administration as well. So that's a little bit interesting there.
Looking at what exactly with weapons of mass destruction?
Looking at the threats that are faced in terms of nuclear weapons, biological weapons, and what our preparation needs to be for that.
Laura Meckler is a Wall Street Journal reporter, and her article on Barack Obama's transition team is in today's paper. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.